You're listening to SBS News.
Stephen, how big a deficit are you expecting this financial year?
Well, for the 2021 financial year, we're looking at a deficit of around $190 billion. So that's about 10% of GDP, so a very large deficit, but for extraordinary times.
Will we see tax cuts?
Well, we've actually been advocating to bring forward the 1st of July 2022 income tax cuts for quite some time, certainly pre-COVID. Through last year, we thought that would have been a good policy measure as well.
What do you think this all means for economic projections, namely the jobless rate and GDP?
So for calendar 2020, we're expecting negative 3.8% for economic activity. So that's a deep recession for this year. In terms of the unemployment rate, we expect it to peak at 8.5% in coming months.
So the days of seeing a surplus, to what extent are they over, for how long, and what does that say or mean for the economy?
Well, we're unlikely to be back in budget surplus for a long time now. But as the Reserve Bank governor said yesterday, you know, the best way to improve the budget is to improve the economy. And so the focus on economic growth and jobs, whilst we're dealing with the COVID-19 virus, will itself support the budget. So the question around the budget deficit is not how high the deficit is, but what do you do with the money? And the government's been acting to support the economy as needs be, along with the Reserve Bank and others, of course, supporting economic activity.
And ultimately, how do we pay all this debt off?
Well, the government can raise money in the markets now at incredibly low interest rates. And again, the Reserve Bank governor has highlighted this. So the government can borrow money for 10 years at less than 1% per annum. And the Reserve Bank is committed to helping keep those interest rates low for a number of years. So the funding costs for this debt are going to be very low. And the economic return on that debt, we think, will exceed that 1% funding cost. So it's an increase in debt at a very low interest rate, and the economic benefits of those debt far outweigh the cost.